And I believe our time
point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
How many times do you have left on the agenda?
We haven't voted on the agenda yet. How much time we have left, Venetia?
I said earlier we're at time.
We're at time, so we have to go vote on the agenda as amended. Okay. Is there any objection to moving on the agenda as amended? Okay, agenda is approved without objection. Was that the first
Janet,
item?
Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
So, right, the first item is the NFC meeting, but or, you know, the PND meeting. But can Michael call the ED, IED onto this?
I'm on the phone. I've been here for 20 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You have a motion. We're moving on to the next item on the agenda. Serene, your motion on the, or the Finance Committee motion. Do you want to state that?
Well, I think Michael was going to try to find it, but if not, I can just state it, which is that I move that we, well, I don't, did you find it, Michael, or should I just go ahead?
No, well, the problem is we were planning to have a meeting, a special meeting in December. That was the last discussion we had, and then, of course, we haven't gotten most of the, there is no motion for January yet.
I'm sorry, I believe that is incorrect.
I cannot hear you, Serene.
I'm sorry. Headset in one second.
Point of information, what is the time for this?
Serene, how much time you have on this?
5.
We have 5 minutes. Serene, could you just make the motion and we can get into the discussion and making the corrections on it?
I move that the PND meet on January 12th to focus on review and approval of fiscal year 17 budget. I'll send it.
Janet, what's your question?
I'm assuming this is a special meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Special meeting to deal with budgets.
Only one item.
Point of information?
Yes. Finchback, what's your question?
Will all of the new PNB reps be seated by then?
No, they won't be seated until the last meeting of this month. That's when
the
their term.
The
26th. That's when their term begins.
Thank you.
Okay, any discussions on this on this special meeting? Who is that?
Bill Crozier.
Bill.
I don't have any objections to meeting. I think this is important, but I think it's really critical we get all the budgets are going to be discussed immediately because they're complicated and we need lots of time to review them. And it's very inappropriate if we just get them a day or two before the meeting. Also, from what I've heard, the KPFK budget, draft budget, has some provisions that would violate federal law by removing health benefits from employees' dependents. We need to get that resolved. So we need information about that also if we're going to be able to make intelligent decisions about it on the 12th, the week from today.
Janet, okay. Point of information. Was this seconded?
I believe it was committee recommendation.
I did second idea.
Okay, any further discussion on this issue? Okay, no further. Is there any objection to this calling a special meeting to deal with budgets on the 12th?
Jan Goodman?
Yes, Jan.
I would like to make Bill Crozier's suggestion more than a suggestion. I would like to amend this to make it contingent on us receiving the budget 4 days in advance. And if we don't receive it 4 days in advance, that meeting not be held.
could you put that amendment in writing? You're recommending.
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm driving.
That the meeting be held, that we receive the budgets 4 days in advance?
Yes. That we set the meeting, but that holding the meeting is contingent upon us receiving the budget that we're going to consider at least 4 days in advance.
Is there a second on this amendment?
Why don't we just say by close of business January 7th, which will give us 4 days.
Is there a second on the amendment?
Grace, seconds.
Is there an objection?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
Before we start doing the same thing over and over, if somebody wants a motion, send it in writing, because I already saw three different changes. We need to be serious, people, okay? You want a motion, send it in writing. And if you want to amend it, ask for an amendment.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
So I'm assuming that we would receive, that PNB would receive the budgets from the Finance Committee. Is that correct? Regardless of whether the amendment passes or not?
Michael, you want to speak to that?
Yeah. Normally what the Finance Committee forwards to the PNB is the consolidated budget for all seven units, which we don't have yet. The National Financial Staff person involved with that has been on vacation. We did review most of the unit budgets, and we had a first draft of the P&O budget. We have not gotten the consolidated document yet. And
what is going to this item?
This is Lydia to the stack.
Move to extend 3 minutes. I think Venetia was saying we were at time, right?
Yes.
Yes, we're at time.
Is there an objection to extending for 3 minutes? Without objection. Yes, Lydia.
Yes, the interim controller will not return to town until the 10th. That'll be his first day where he has to catch up with a couple of weeks' worth of demands and work. So I was wondering if the board would consider having it the following Thursday instead. And then my other question is, are there some budgets that are ready to go?
Yes.
Okay. And so, I guess the board can amend it accordingly, but my recommendation would be the 19th.
So
I can't make an amendment. I'm not a board member.
So moved.
Who is making, anybody want to?
Robert.
Yeah, Robert. Yes, Serene?
Second.
No, I'm making the motion for the 19th.
Okay, it's been moved that the special budget meeting be moved to the 19th and seconded by Adriana?
Yes.
Okay, is there any
objection? Yes, Jan Goodman, motion to amend.
Yes, Jan, what's your amendment?
Point of order. Point of order.
Chair, yes.
Serene, what's your point of order?
I think we're too many deep. I think we have to stop and clear off some of the stuff that's on the table, the original. And then Jan made two amendments. I don't know which one of them we're going with. And then I just made one in terms of the change of date. So I don't think we can take another
correct.
Amendment.
We are three because we have the original motion, then we have Green, and then we have the motion by, I believe it was that Jan or Grace? Jan. And then Serene made the motion on the 19th. So we can only go three. We can only extend three out. So we have to dispose of what we have.
Point of information.
Who is that?
Point of information, Jan Goodman.
Yes, what's your question?
Well, my amendment to having the meeting conditional upon us, the PNB receiving the budgets 4 days in advance.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
My question, wait a minute, this is a point of information.
But you I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Did you call my name Exactly. The member started talking about a bunch of issues, using the point of information to reach the floor. We have already received one motion or one amendment from Bill Crozier that is talking about the issue. Please, can we really concentrate? And when we ask for a point of information, it's asking a question. It's not editorializing.
Adriana, I didn't get a chance to hear what
we're at time again.
So what's your question, and we're going to wrap this up. What was your question, Jan?
Since I made the motion about the date being contingent upon receiving the budget 3 days in advance, is that what's the status of that amendment vis-a-vis all these other amendments? Because it was made earlier. I don't know. It's a good question.
Because basically there was another substitute motion that was made, which is the 19th. So we'll have to dispose of that first, and then you can come back and make I guess you'd have to extend time, but we're out of time.
Okay, motion to extend time.
Hello?
I oppose.
How long?
4 minutes.
It's been moved to extend 4 minutes. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Right. Sorry, how many minutes was that?
4 minutes.
Four.
Okay. Michael Novick, seconding.
Is there an objection to that?
Yes, I do.
Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on extending this 4 minutes? Janet?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Sorry, I was on mute. My opposition, I withdraw it.
To withdraw your objection. So if there's any objection to extending 4 minutes, okay, we're extending 4 minutes. We had the motion on the floor, but still we have to dispose of this motion because we are 3 deep, so we have to dispose of this motion of the 19th first.
Michael, to the sec.
Yes, Michael.
I will not be available on the 19th, so if we have a meeting, somebody else will have to do the call out. I'm going to be in D.C. On my way to the protest.
Okay. On the 19th, with the discussion of the 19th?
Yeah. This is Serene.
Yes.
So that's a big travel age for people who are going to D.C. On the Not My President piece. But also, Michael is chair of the Finance Committee, and I think it would be important that he be present on the call where we're discussing the budget.
Janet, to the staff.
I know it was my amendment, but,
Yes, Janet.
So I would like to do it on the 12th, and with whatever budgets we have. I mean, we might...
Jan Goodman
yes, Jan, what's your...
Okay, we've just been told that essentially it's going to be impossible for us to get these budgets before we are expected to spend hours discussing them. And I object to even considering having it on the 12th if we don't have the budgets in advance.
This
or might not even happen at all.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, let's let her finish and then we'll get to you. Have you finished, Jen?
Yes, I finished.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar. And so the other dates that are available are the 16th and 17th. So let's ask Michael what his availability is then.
Yeah, I could do either the 16th or the 17th. I'm leaving on the 18th.
Okay, so Monday the 16th or preferably, I think, Tuesday the 17th.
Is Monday is Martin Luther King holiday, so.
Which one?
16th is the King holiday.
16 is, right? So that's why I said Tuesday the 17th.
Okay, but first we're going to have to dispose of this motion because we are three different.
Right.
We have to put this motion down and act with another meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can those motions be withdrawn?
Well, it's on the floor. Unless there's we can withdraw it without objection.
Yeah, or we could just take a vote without objection. So,
is there any objection to withdrawing the motion on the 19th? Okay, the motion on the 19th is withdrawn, and now we'll consider another motion for the date of this meeting.
Jan Goodman, I would like to make a motion.
Yes, Jan.
I had spoken out first.
Okay, I heard Jan, and then we'll hear Janet. Okay, Jan?
I move that we have the financial discussion on January 17th, Tuesday, January 17th, on condition that the PNB members receive the documents by close of business on January 12th.
Or 13th.
What time?
Okay.
Close of business January 13th, 5 p.m. January
13th. Okay, what's your point of order, Adriana?
Can you ask the members to send a motion that is one motion that we can discuss it? We have on the floor an amendment from Bill Crozier that said the supporting document at least 4 days before the meeting. How many times we allow the member to keep talking and changing a motion?
No, she was in order. She can make the, we entertain a motion. She entertained a motion.
There is a motion, sir.
There was nothing. She properly entertained a motion to do it on the 17th, and she's putting conditions on that to get the budgets before that time. There's nothing out of order what she's doing.
Where is the motion, I asking, sir?
Okay, Janet, you're going to have to submit that in writing. And that's
I'm
for
driving. Jan.
Could everybody, Janet, could you write that up for a special meeting on the 7th?
No, it's not Janet. No, Tony, sorry, it's not Janet, it's Jan.
Okay, Jan. Jan.
Jan. Okay, Jan is driving. Could I ask another member to please prepare it and send it to other people.
As I understand it, the essence of the motion is to have a special meeting to deal with budgets on the 17th, and then you have to have the budgets in by what date?
Friday the 13th, end of business.
Friday the 13th.
Friday.
Close of business. If somebody could write that up and submit that in.
I can do this, Bill.
Okay. I think time was called, so we're going to have to vote on that. Is there any objection to that?
Chair Janet, point of information.
Yes, what's your question, Janet?
I don't have a second for that.
Great.
Robert seconds.
Robert seconds. Okay, is there any objection to calling a special meeting on the 17th to deal with the budget? And have it in by the close of business on the 13th. Any objection to that? Okay, approved without objection. Next item we have on the agenda is the executive director's report.
Okay, so I learned yesterday that the Mr. Krigler, who is our FCC and CPB attorney, that his office is preparing the package for reporting to the FCC of the board members. We used to receive these yearly. I have not seen one for quite some time. But I happen to have requested it because we didn't
have one, but anyway, they were already in the process of putting together a package because there have been some changes. But just so that everyone knows, this will be for the new board, I believe. They may need one for the existing board, and it does require your personal information, and that is sent to Mr. Cridler. They do some sort of background check because on occasion we've had to get waivers for people who are sitting on the board, so, but they will definitely be required for the new board members, but I am not in receipt of it yet. And so that's one. In terms of an update, because I want to save most of my time around this election situation for the next item. But anyway, but in terms of KPFK business manager, the business manager process, the hiring of the business manager at KPFK has been completed, and he started on Monday. And I'm sorry, Monday was a holiday, on Tuesday. And his name is Barry Brooks. He knows Great Plains, and very excited about that. And so he will be working both, as everyone knows, that the job that was posted was part-time. The rest of his time will be in assisting with the national office, meaning helping out Efren recommended because the current accountant is too overwhelmed. They're really taxed with everything to pick up the slack for WBAI and WPFW, and that should help tremendously. We're in pretty good shape, it looks like, from what Efren had sent to the audit committee in terms of the 2015 audit. So that will be very good. I'm waiting to get some confirmation on whether we owe anything else to the auditor. I sent him an email today. I haven't heard back. The last statement I saw was a very small amount, so something must have been sent that I was not privy to. And that's the good news. So hopefully, you know, he can join us soon because he's very well qualified. He had worked at the Writers and Producers Guild as a controller. And so we were very fortunate to get him, I think. So that's a welcome and a shout out, hopefully. Anyway, he joined our leadership call a couple of days ago, so you could get a sense of the other GMs and what we're doing in the foundation. And then also at KPFT, Dwayne Bradley, our longtime general manager, is retiring, as he announced to the LSB as well. And I have contracted just a part-time interim to learn the administrative aspects in particular and the various departmental aspects, because there have been a number of people who have left, and it's left KPFT that's already behind in central services and has had a lot of challenges lately. And so we have to have as smooth of a transition as possible. And I think it'll work out. I think we have to try this. Dwayne was one of the most efficient in reporting, and his reports, whether it's FCC or EEO, that it was always on time and complete. And so I want to make sure that there's someone there that at least is trained there. I have no idea whether this person, by the way, his name is Obadiki Kamau, will be interested in the permanent position. That is up to the LSB and how they're going to pursue their search for a permanent GM. And I don't know if he'll be interested, but right now he'll be devoting approximately 20 hours a week. And he's a programmer there right now, so he's not new to the whole foundation. He's been around for a while, and he's a professor. And anyway, so I welcome both of those. In terms of what the general managers have informed me from yesterday, everyone's doing a slightly different thing having to do with the inauguration. WPFW is picking up a big piece of it because, of course, they're on the ground. They're going
Excuse me. We're at time, so Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Sorry.
Is there a motion to extend?
Motion to extend by 10 minutes.
And move to extend by 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Second, Jim.
Is there any objection to extend this item by 10 minutes? Without objection. Okay, yes. Lydia.
Yeah, so I'm almost finished. So tomorrow morning we're going to have a meeting with the various PDs and GMs as well to see how much of this can be carried at the various stations. Most are carrying Amy Democracy Now's program and coverage of that day. And we have also approved the NPR costs, which they always reimburse. And I approved that yesterday so that we can have that transmission for them and for us in particular and our affiliates. And they factor that in. But as I said, there are some rather elaborate coverage that WPFW has been working on, and some of our national staff like John Almella and Otis as well. So so I think that we're set. I'll know more after our meeting tomorrow morning. Okay, so that's it if you have any questions.
Hey, we'll take a stack for questions.
Janet. Serene.
Janet.
Janet. Serene. Okay, Janet.
So it's more a point of information about the CPB, the personal information. Would that go to you or to the secretary?
I don't know. I mean, it'll come to me initially, and then we will have to see. I mean, the board information. It's got different people have sent it out in the past. It was often the chair or the executive director. And, but again, I don't, so, I mean, I'll receive it, I'm sure, but I have no idea who will be in charge of sending it.
That's not my question.
What is your question?
Who will directors send their personal information
that's
to?
That's what I said. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And what I'm saying is that sometimes it was to the chair that was in charge of collecting it, and sometimes it was the executive director. And I don't know if it's contingent on an internal policy or whether it requires an opinion from John Krigler as to who should be collecting it, because it involves things like your Social Security number and other information, it may go directly to him. I don't know. I don't remember. We used to do these pretty routinely, but apparently some regs relative to this have changed, including the form itself. So you'll know when I know.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so I have a motion. Should I send it and then read it, or what do you want? It's with regard to the audit.
The audit?
Mm-hmm. I can just go ahead and read it. Move that the IED provide time and cost estimates for fiscal year 2015 and fiscal year 2016 audits by January 17th, 2017, which is, you know, supposed to be the date of our next meeting, right? So that's the motion.
Could you submit that in writing?
I am sending it.
I don't know what the audit committee approved. Did you, and did the board approve hiring Arm Amino? I mean, I haven't seen the...
I'm not on the audit committee. I'm sorry, this is Serene, may I see?
Yes, could you, yes.
Okay, so I'm not on the audit committee. I know that the FY 2014 stuff is over with. But in terms of, we got a timeline, I think. Did I see a timeline? Did we as a PNB get a timeline showing, you know, certain tasks have been performed and certain tasks have yet to be performed, but I, in terms of schedules and so forth, but I have no idea what that means in terms of weeks or months in terms of readiness. So that's what I would like clarified, both the timeline and the approximate cost.
And
okay.
Which audit was that? Is that
this is Janet. I'm on the audit committee.
But just, Serene, just to understand what your motion is, this for the 2014 or 2015?
2014 is done. It just needs to be posted. That's going to be my next question.
But your motion is related to which audit?
Is related to 15 and 16.
All right. Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Well, it's not a question. I'm just responding to what Lydia was asking about who the auditor would be, and I believe the it was agreed that the same auditor would do the fiscal year 2015 audit as who did the 2014 audit, and there was a contingent. It was contingent on payment. So, but I don't know. The 2016 audit has not been discussed as far as who the auditor would be. I'm done.
Okay. Was there a second to Serene's motion?
I thought Crozier seconded it. I miss him. Thank you.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
For second. But I'll second it. I'll second it.
Adrian.
But I want to be on the stack, too.
I already say second. Can you hear me, Mr. Chair? Because
no, I hear
I'm
you.
In a case of yelling, but
yes,
nobody can hear
me. I heard Adriana say second.
Thank you.
Okay.
Tony, may I ask my second question?
Yeah, I heard the second one.
Are other people going to have time to talk?
And I'll respond to both.
Yeah, let's briefly hear what Lydia got to say, and then we go to the stack on Serene's motion. Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, okay. So for 2015, I'll get a hold of, I can 14. Probably do get that projection from Grant. But 2016, it's too early to have chosen somebody, and who you get as the auditor is the determining factor, a major determining factor in projection of cost and schedule. But the schedule itself that I last received, I'll send to the I'll dig it out and send it to the PMB so that you're aware of that. In terms of the posting, I have a question for the board. Did the board receive minutes to approve for when you pass the audit? And if not, then I'll ask that the secretary send me a certification of that motion, because that's what's required in order for me to post it.
Thank you.
Okay. And next person we have on stack was Bill.
A point of order, Mr. Chair.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Don't we have a motion on the floor?
Yes, he's speaking to the motion.
Ah, okay. We are discussing the motion. Okay,
yes,
perfect.
Green's motion. Yes, Bill.
Okay, well, that was part of the question, is about the 2016 audit. I'm not clear what the deal is, but I would like to get a timetable. Can you do that also, Lydia, along with the cost estimate system? So how long it would take to get the 2015 and the 2016 audit done, even regardless of whoever the auditor is for 2016. We've got to get this back on track so we're finished before the deadline for this year, during this year. We only have a few months to get both of those done. Can you give us a realistic time estimate and whatever resources it takes to get it done on time?
I think we have the resources. And
well, we've been hearing that for several years, you know, and
Let's respond.
If I may respond.
Yes.
Given the information that I have received from the accounting department right now, we are in good shape in terms of 2015. And because one individual has been assigned the task at the national office to provide constant updates on the progress of 2015 and the assessment of it. That includes not just banking reconciliations, but the reconciliation from the bank statements, income and expenditures, and your MEMSIS. It includes the backup invoices, receipts, etc., which is all make up all of the schedules. And so we're in the best shape that I have seen for a really, really, really long time in terms of the 15 audit. That is what runs up our bills, is when we call the auditor to start the audit before we're ready. So I have, like at KPFK, not only did I have an opinion from the GM, I got an opinion from Raul, and then by the end of the week I should have an opinion
from the new business manager as to whether that assessment that KPFK minus a few schedules is in good shape, for example. That's just an example. And then hopefully he can give me an opinion if he coincides, because it's always best to have checks and balances as to where we are. But I will send you what Efren sent to the audit committee in terms of how that looks. And so I don't know, have you all scheduled an approval for a motion for changing the CPB authorization? Because I'm unable to I never requested it, even though I'm authorized to have access to the CPB website. It's complicated. You could go months without being able to log in. But is that on the agenda?
I think we voted that on the agenda, didn't we, Janet?
Yes, it's next. Okay.
Can I finish my question? I only had about 30 more seconds.
Okay, it's just the fact that my understanding was that we needed two consecutive years in order to get back in the cycle. What I don't know, and I'm also going to ask John Krigler, is whether 13 counted for that. How consecutive do they have to be? Because this is an area that I am not expert in. Or whether it has to be 14 and 15. I don't know.
Did y'all hear me? We're at time.
Okay.
Tony, could I finish my question? I only took about 30 seconds. I'll be quick.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Well, specifically.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, we have time. We already passed time. We have the answer. We have a motion on the floor. And we are at time. Can we please vote? Orders of the day.
You have to extend time if you want to ask.
Well, I didn't finish my question, and I didn't use up all my time.
I'm sorry.
But we don't interrupt people in the middle.
We used up the time limit for the item.
May I extend for 1 minute? I move to extend for 1 minute.
Okay, is there a second to extend for 1 minute to hear Bill's question?
Second.
Is there any objection for 1 minute?
Yes.
All right, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll to extend for 1 minute?
Yes, it'll take 1 minute to do it. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune? Can't hear you. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Casnave?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman? Can't hear you. Coburn passes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes.
Goodman, yes. I'm
White.
Sorry.
Goodman, yes.
Yes.
Wong Gaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Can't hear you. Sawyer?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
No.
No. Shabanda?
I pass.
Pass. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune didn't hear you. Still don't hear you. Sorry? Okay, still didn't hear you. Coburn passed and abstains. Roberts didn't hear you.
Indifferent.
Is that an abstention?
I'm indifferent. Present, not voting.
Well, you're not voting. Present, not voting. Okay. Shabanda, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, one moment. I have 10 yes, 2 no, 3 abstentions, 1 present not voting. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, vote yes.
Yes.
Okay, 1 minute. Bill, yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, to get me a little bit more specific on the time, let's remember that I believe the CPB requires that the audits be finished by, I believe, May, even with extensions. I don't remember if it's the end of May or the beginning of May, but can you get both the 15 and 16 audits done by then?
No, I can't imagine finishing the 16 by then. I can imagine getting the, hopefully, the 15. It depends on a lot of variables. The opinion has to come from both Efren and Grant. But I'll send you the shape that we're in right now in terms of it.
Okay, and I think we have Serene's motion pending. Could you briefly repeat that so everybody will know what they're voting for, Serene?
If someone else has access to it, my computer is, like, painfully slow.
Janet?
One moment.
I mean, I can summarize
that. That the IED provide time and cost estimates for the fiscal year 2015 and 2016 audits by January
17, 2017. Okay. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay. Approved without objection. Next item, Secretary of the CPB motion.
Yes. Well,
yes,
the, when I make motions, I make them as a director, not as secretary.
And how much time?
So, 5 minutes or less.
Okay, timekeeper, 5 minutes. Yes, Janet.
Okay, so the motion reads, effective immediately, the Pacifica National Board that designates Pacifica Interim Controller Efren Larinas, its Corporation for Public Broadcasting, head of grantee.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Okay. Approved without objection. Okay. Next item we have is the status of 2016 delegate elections. We're going to hear from our executive director, and we have 20 minutes, timekeeper. Okay. Yes, Lydia.
Chair, Janet, point of order or
point
information.
Of order.
Yes. So the agenda adjournment time is 10:30, and it's like close to 10:30, and I'd like to move to extend the meeting.
Okay.
Until 11:30.
Okay. Is there a second extending to 11? Is there any objection to extending to 11:30?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Robert.
Okay. You objecting?
I'd like to propose a different time.
What's your what's your amendment?
11:15. 15 minutes matters.
11:15. Is there a second to extending to 11:15? Okay, we don't have a second, so we're going to have to go.
Second, Nancy.
Okay. Is there an objection to extending to 11:15?
I object to the amendment. We need more time. We have a lot of stuff that's important that's still on the agenda.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll for extending to 11:15? And then if not, then we'll go to 11:30, and we just require the two-thirds vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron. Can't hear you.
Pass.
Alexander.
Pass.
sorry, pass. Alexander. Can't hear you. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Can't hear you. Castanave.
No.
No. Crozier.
No.
No. Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Longaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sawyer.
No.
No. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda. Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
I'm sorry. What is this vote on? Extending to when?
To extend the meeting until 11:15.
And what happened to extending it to 11:30?
This is an amendment to that.
Okay, I vote no.
No.
Thank you. Sorry.
Aaron, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander, didn't hear you.
I voted. Abstain.
Abstain. And Brown, didn't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda, didn't hear you. Still didn't hear you. Okay, I'm counting. I have 7 yes, 6 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
Okay, 7 yes, 7 no, 3 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, we're now
voting.
Okay, is there any objection to extending to 11:30? Okay, without objection, we extend it to 11:30. Next time we have a state of 2016 delegate election. Yes, Lydia.
Okay, so let me see if I can roll things back a couple of months. When we received the election results, there were a lot of questions about the alternates and the write-ins, whether they had, because they were all lumped together. This is very common in real-world elections for public office, in other words, since most write-ins for those offices do not reach the level of being elected. And that was the criteria that was used from my conversation with Kenny. He had said, well, you know, the write-ins that were elected were the ones that were reflected. And that's not unusual. That's very common. However, that is not true in Pacifica, obviously, because in the real world, if something happens to a candidate that's been elected and he resigns or whatever, you hold a new special election. That's not true with our elections, obviously. Because if someone resigns, then you fill it with the alternates list. So that's part of it. So, I mean, I think that was the real gist of it. When I spoke to and addressed this to Lynn Cerfi, she had said that True Ballot would deaggregate, which was the word they used to deaggregating was the lumping them together, the write-ins, and incorporate them for an additional cost of $1,500. and which I approved, but then nothing happened. There was nothing other than some effort.
Nancy, no.
Let her finish.
I didn't hear because somebody coughed.
There was an... So mute
extra?
If you're coughing, I would recommend.
How much extra did they charge for that?
$1,500.
Thank you.
And that was what Lynn had said, but then I never heard anything. I never heard anything back from Terry. We finished paying, not Terry, Kenny. We finished paying Kenny Mostern and True Ballot everything we owe them. So, but anyway, so I did not hear back. And so I didn't look at this as a recount. I looked at this as an amendment because it was a standard, it is a standard practice. So it was just amending because we're making a request that was not, made clear, at the beginning. And there are a number of things that have not been made clear, have not been incorporated into contract that we just assumed simply voting. We didn't have that as a separate issue, and they just did it. We had a list of alternates, you know. So, but anyway, so be that as it may. So I think if you look at the ballots and the flash drives and so forth were sent and packaged up in a box and sent to the national office. And Janet Coburn has not gone through all the paper ballots and compared and all of that. Of course, that would be prohibitive. But she did go through the data and consult Kenny, and she can go into more questions. So I ask that some of the questions be answered by her because she is the one that's been dealing with the nuts and bolts of this. But in the report, and it was just a cursory reading of it, it's clear that some people, for example, what caught my eye was at KPFK, there was a staff member.
Excuse me, could everyone mute their phone? Could everyone mute their phone?
I'm sorry. Can we ask Michael, please?
Okay, it's gone. Yeah, Lydia.
Okay, so the like at KPFK with a staff election, which is a very small number of ballots, and yet one of our former LSB members, I noticed that her write-in, she got several number one votes and several number three votes and several number four votes, and yet she does not appear as an alternate for the staff election. So clearly there were some issues. Other PMB members can recognize them from around the room. WPFW, Tony Norman's term, is termed out at the beginning of, was termed out in December. And, but they only have 23 people available because they don't have the adequate alternates list, as I understand, even though they had, 50 write-ins or something. But anyway, so some of it is obviously not applicable. In every write-in, series, every single election, people write in really crazy stuff and then, you know, but some of it, and some of it's just misspelling. And then the process is that you have to find out if the people who are the writing candidates are members. There are only two general managers who responded to the call to verify the writing candidates.
Three.
Sorry. Who was the third? I know it was A, K, and who was the third one?
BAI.
But anyway, so that's always been a challenge. Quite frankly, after this experience, I recommend we not have writing candidates. I know it's permitted by Roberts. It's not in our bylaws, which is what Lynn Serpy raised with me. But nevertheless, the point is that after an election, these are candidates that don't have to fill out the questionnaire. We don't get to vet them in advance, and it just always delays things. I remember at KPFK one time when a writing candidate won the listener election by a huge margin. Then it turned out he wasn't a member, and they had to do a hand count of the STV vote, which was horrendous. But anyway, so it's not a new problem, but it's something we have to deal with, and that's a board decision, not mine. But our problem is that at the time this was proposed, the secretary, after having reviewed things, or started to review things, she hadn't finished actually, had thought that the person that, I don't know the person's name, anyway, someone who is very expert with Choice Plus Pro may have helped write it or some such thing, was willing to run it and then change his mind. And I've called Ballot, Kenny at True Ballot. I've left a message and I followed up with an email. I haven't heard back one way or the other. I would like to put out a call. And again, this is not a recount. My recommendation, this is just my simple-minded recommendation, is, and you know, I'm one to not delay things. I hate to delay things. Things already move too slowly in Pacifica. The world's destiny does not hang on these elections. Anyway, so what I do recommend is that we proceed with the seating, we proceed with our PMB elections as scheduled and so forth. And if we can find somebody to remedy this, so that really I think most of it is going to affect the alternates, I don't know, I'm not informed enough to see if it would affect the last person seated or whatever, but that at the end of the day, and I hope that everyone in Pacifica, especially on the board, would have the ethical responsibility that if in fact it's rerun and it's really clearly established that that the lack of incorporating the write-ins affects your alternate list or whatever it is, or I hope not the people that are seated, that let's say it's the last person seated or something, that they would have the ethical responsibility to volunteer to step off. We used to do this on the PMB. I remember when we had the diversity criteria where the national board had to have 50% or more people of color on the PMV, and it used to be a CPB requirement. And Deb Shafto at KPFT volunteered to step down in order to facilitate the equity on the board. And so I would hope that despite all of the factionalism, that would still be the case, and that we move forward right now with our, we have all of these meetings that are scheduled. I say we do that, but I would like to also extend a call that I hope if someone is willing to run this Choice Plus Pro is an open source program. And of course, in order for these results to be accepted, it would require a balance of interests and factions and so forth to be present. So that would have to be considered as well. And it's not quite as simple as it sounds, because, and Janet can go into some of the nitty-gritty detail, but it's unpacking these things and then factoring them in, which is presumably why she can't do it herself. But anyway, or wouldn't have the time to do it herself, not that she can't. But anyway, so Janet, why don't you include whatever I may have left out, and then we can take questions.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, the terms disaggregated and disaggregated, and what had been done was of all the, and I, in the report I had sent to Lydia, that she had authorized me to get this information and from the GMs and, you know, verify membership, etc. And so what I found was that, where is it? For the 10 elections, there were 176 write-ins, and what True Ballot called them mentions. I mean, that's True Ballot's terms. The terms are defined in the report. So they weren't even considered write-ins, even though that's what it was. They were written in, and what True Ballot decided was that if they received, wait, where is that? individuals for whom voters did not give a, quote, top ranking to and who had only been ranked two or fewer times. Well, the issue at hand is that there's the bylaws say that, where is that? I'm looking through the, oh, here it is. Vote counting shall start with a tabulation of each voter's first or only choice vote. So it doesn't matter how high or top or low, if a voter wrote in somebody's name, they are a verified member, and that voter ranked them, that vote should count. And that's not what happened, because that only happened with three of the total of 176 mentions. I mean, there were also a different assortment, and I spelled that out, that they were actually, of the 176, 160 unique individual names were written in. Three non-names, like one somebody wrote in nobody. Yeah, that doesn't count. Three unique individuals whose names were written in and were disaggregated, and those were Ahmad Anderson from KPFA, Jamie Rodriguez from KPFT, and Evan Charles from WBAI. And then there were 10 undocumented write-ins who were included in one of the tallies, which was WPFW's. In any case, so basically only three of, let's say, 160 unique names were disaggregated. The rest were basically, you know, they weren't listed in the tallies, in the round by rounds, so they didn't get included as runners up or alternates. Same thing. And they should have been. And also, this was a somewhat of a disenfranchisement of the voters who voted for these write-ins, who didn't, as I described. And this affected basically all stations, some stations more than others, especially in terms of write-ins, and also affected, you know, I know at KPFA it was multiple factions that were affected. There were people from both factions, the major factions, that were not disaggregated, so they didn't end up on the runners-up list, and they should have. And this is both listener and staff. So there were other, you know, there's a separate issue with WPFW. I won't go into that right now, but I'll just mention that what I did was I just looked at the data on the files. I mean, the way this started was the ballots, you know, according to the bylaws, the ballots are supposed to be sent to the PNB secretary and to hold for 3 years. Well, the paper ballots are one thing, but now since there's e-voting, I was looking for the e-ballots, and they were on these discs, and I was like, oh, my goodness, and there were a lot of files and all that. So anyway, I dug into it, and I did find where those were, but then I saw some of these other things, disaggregating and et cetera. I can't remember what there was one other point I wanted to make, which I can't remember at the moment. But anyway, yes. I'm sorry. So I only looked at this was about write-ins, this report, so that for the rerun to happen. So whatever happened when it came to the website, the election website, where there were people who were actually disaggregated or candidates, and they weren't elected, but they should have been listed as runners up. That's a separate thing from this. That's not, that issue is separate, and there are other issues, too, related to the election. Okay, I'm done.
Is there enough for the stock?